Democrats on the Erie County Legislature's Finance and Management Committee echo the county executive's opinion that Comptroller Stefan Mihailu was premature to declare a fiscal deficit May 4th, especially with the anticipation of some level of federal stimulus funding coming. Mihailu's office projects a gap in excess of $200 million. Legislator Kevin Hardwick is among those who say Mihailu was too early and urges people wait until hearing from Washington before committing to potentially painful cuts.
It forces us to make a decision, and a $206 million decision, even if we blow through $100 million of available fund balance, that still leaves us $100 million. And there's only so much blue smoke and mirrors that you can do with FMAP credits and the whole nine yards. You're going to have to lay off a lot of people come June 1st.
Mihailu and his staff say their declaration was their obligation under Section 2511 of the county charter, put in place after the red budget, green budget debacle 15 years ago. Legislature Minority Leader Joseph Lurigo defends the action and also suggests legislators use some of the $170 million available in the county's fund balance to offset projected losses.
Let's say the feds do come. Let's say they do come and bail us out. We can then take that money and replenish the fund balance. There's nothing to say that we can't go into fund balance to prevent layoffs or keep services going, make sure that road work gets done, that social services are continued, that the sheriff's road patrol is out there doing their jobs. There's nothing to say that we can't dip into fund balance on an as-needed basis.
Lurigo also suggests County Executive Mark Poloncarz does not have the power to issue the order giving himself a deadline extension to present a remedy plan to the legislature. Poloncarz, when issuing the order earlier this week, said the New York State executive law does allow him to do that. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.